For the summer, we just started learning to play pleasure soccer. So maybe we'll just spend a few weeks. We already discussed many of the anonymous pleasure soccer during the course of learning that dropping. So let's see you. Maybe we'll just run through some of the anonymous we didn't cover that well. For the first maybe 3 or 4 weeks, and then switch over to the noises. So we left off on men here in the day. We discussed a lot of the anonymous. Then we'll start from the bottom of the dot. And men here on the day, on the fourth line from the bottom. The Gemara quotes a spear between two brachas, Tani Chada, 4 lines from the bottom of Mem Hani Beis. Tani Chada, in one brach it says, Ha'ayna Amin Achad Bechaisov Ha'rezim Meshubach. That it's very recommended, and it's very proper that a person, let's say, have a cup of tea, and I say, Sha'achani Lezvar, I say, Amen, get to my own brach. That's what it sounds like, Ha'rezim Meshubach. The proper thing is, whenever a person says a brach, he should say Amen after his own brach. The time you look at him, he says in another brach, the Kum Sacher, I live in a good day, it's not proper. You only say Amen when you hear somebody else say a brach, then you say Amen. You're masking to the brach, but if I myself say a brach, I don't have to say Amen. I just say the brach, then I have to be masking to my own brach. The Gemara says, should I assume that it's an affair to Satanai? Whether the recommended way is that a person should always say Amen after his own brach, and why is it like that? It's not a machlech to Satanai, and it's not a spirit. It depends. Probably going in Yerushalayim or Bishar Brach. It depends. A normal Brach, when you say Shachan and Mitzvahar, when you finish drinking and you say Brach and Kosher to the end, you don't say Amen. But in the Brach, if I'm Adi, when you conclude the Brach of Bani Rachma of Yerushalayim, then you say Amen. My Mishkana, why is Bani Yerushalayim different? So here is a Machlekes HaRishonim. Case is due on us, probably Bani Yerushalayim, says the Machlekes. Two Shabbeinu Hanan of the Halakas Gedeiver, Because God in the Rishon Yisrael, the Yesh Mepharshim, the whole bracha, whenever you have a series of brachas, for example, so he gives a mashal, you say Baruch Shama before the Pesuk of the Zimah, then you say Yishad Ahes in the Pesuk of the Zimah. So the other one is a problem, this problem is raised by the Pesuk on the next daf, and then Vav Amirawas, the bottom Pesuk is a same Pesuk. The bottom Pesuk is commenting on the brachas that appears 3 lines from the bottom of Men Vav Amirawas. To the Tanya, the Gemara quotes the Brach, to call out Brach or Kulam, every Brach has to be possessed and the Brach will curse me hand above. Let's say, what's an example? Shmoneh Esrei, the first Brach of the Shmoneh Esrei. Kiddush Levana, okay, Kiddush Levana. Okay, what's the first bracha of the Shemana Esrei? He said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alateinu, Alateinu, Alateinu. He said, Baruch Atah Hashem, then you conclude, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alateinu, Alateinu. So that's a bracha that's the Tachas of Baruch, which has time to come up. You have a bracha Sha'atanu, the Dvara, or you have a bracha of Baruch, meaning the Dvara, something like that, that's a bracha Dvara. That's not Sha'at to say, or Sha'at to Baruch, which has time to come up. That's too short. But if you have a longer bracha, how do you say Hashem, Alateinu?
I don't know.
That's not shy, but that's not shy to say that Sarah's the boss of Heisenberg. It's so sure. And the bracha, even if it's a bracha arucha, let's say the second bracha in Yishmanazi. So the second bracha is not so soft as the bracha. It's just so soft as even the Yom Hashem. It's so same as the bracha, it's not so soft as the bracha. Why? Because it's a bracha of Tzluch HaRachavet. The place is, in the bottom place is, this appears also in Shorach and Gapkul Dala in a day. He's right there. It's quoted here in the Kiyosu Shorach. So the same place is appears here, and the Pesach is talking a little more about it, okay? It says it starts going through the whole Siddur. It starts going through every single bracha to determine, is it really Eitz Ha'Avon? What about this bracha? What about that bracha? Nothing is Eitz Ha'Avon, nothing is Eitz Ha'Avon. It says it comes up with different conditions. It says to the person, what's with Ishtaba? How come Ishtaba? It's a little like, if it's not one line, how come it's not so tough as the goat? And if you don't place it there, that the Shabbat, if there are two suggestions, in certain or two, you will only have one answer. Person 2 is asking, how come the Shabbat, 5 lines from the bottom of that paper, said the Shabbat, the reason why it's not the top is the border, so that's two words in the 6 lines from the bottom of the paper. 5 lines from the end of the paper. The Shabbat, look on the Bershom, you say that that's called a Brachat Yukal HaHabata. The same thing you have a Rukha. At the end of the Halle, how come you have a Rukha is not the top of the book? It's a few lines long. How come it's not the top of the book? It's not a Brachat Sura like Brachat HaPeru, a Brachat HaMitzvah. The person says that you have a look at the end of the Hallel, Yukal HaHabata, there's a block at the beginning of the Hallel, in the same way, there's a Shtabach at the end of the Tzuch of the Zimrus, Yukal HaHabata, there's a block Shama at the beginning of the Tzuch of the Zimrus. And that's the place that comes up in the finish. Therefore, you're not allowed to be mocked in the middle of the Tzuch of the Zimrus. According to the Tzuch of the Zimrus, has a different explanation for the Shtabach. They have a different Mahalach. So the Mashiach points out in Tzuchim, but according to that Mahalach, it's not necessarily Nukach that you're not allowed to talk in the middle of the Tzuch of the Zimrus. But in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote this opinion basically. But we assume that the reason why Yishtabach is not the Tzach of the Baruch is the same reason why Halukha is not the Tzach of the Baruch at the end of the Halukh. Because it's considered Tzmukha L'Habit to the beginning. Right. And Pesach says, how come if that's called Tzmukha L'Habit, even though it's not Mamas Mukha, you have all of the Tzmukha L'Habit in between the Rosh Hashanah and the Yishtabach. And not all of the Hallel in between the Baruch at the beginning, the Birchas HaMitzvah in the beginning, and the Aruch at the end. And not just the ending, the fact that you have all of the Hallel and all the Pesukim in the middle, it's still a question of the Hallel. So how come when you get an Aliyah? How come the Birchas HaTorah, you say Shabbat HaBonah in the beginning and Hashanah Samanu at the end? In the middle you have the Kriya HaTorah, so why don't you consider Hashanah Samanu and the Baruch HaTorah, Shabbat HaBonah in the beginning, and you shouldn't have to be so shocked at the Baruch at the end? The Chacham and Dan Shekhne Tantor and Tanan should have composed a different Yitzhak HaBracha. Not the way we have a Shabbat, a Kosh and a Shemach and a Shemach and a Shemach and a Shemach. You should have composed a different Yitzhak and consider a Smuch of a Chavata so that Bracha Shor Sonera that you said the beginning of the Aliyah. That's the Tashi that Tosis works on. They work on that Tashi. The Ridvor has a different Teres from Tosis. The Ridvor Megillah talks about this Tashi. The Mishnah Megillah says that we have a Lucha that we say at the end of the Hallel is not really a chayv, not obligated to say, only a Pesach night. A Pesach night, the Mishnah says in Tzokhen, and when you say the Hallel, when you stay there, then you're obligated to din Mishnah. You're obligated to recite the Birchas HaShir, you're obligated to recite on the fourth course, the Baruch of Yehavaluch, the Mishmas, with the whole Adichon. So there's your Olam, when you say Hallel on Yom Tzokhen, the deciding on Yehavaluch at the end of the Hallel is a Rishut. The Mishnah says in the Megillah, Mach Mishinagu Levarach V'acharav Yivachu. Mach Mishinagu Shinagu Levarach Levarach. That doesn't mean that the Yivach of Yehavlucha was never composed by the Anshav Shinagu Levarach. Then no one would ever say. It means it was composed by the Anshav Shinagu Levarach. It's an optional Yivach. It's voluntary. If you want to say it, it gives you a right to say it. If you want to say it, you don't have to say it. If you want to say the Yivach before the Hallel Ashrik Rishon, then you say it's the one who looks like a Hallel. That's a chenda, that's not optional. That's not telling in the minigam rochim. Because kol amitzvah tzul and the baruch alayim never left the earth and even applies to mitzvah the rabbanon. There's no applies to mitzvah the raisa. So whether even if one should assume the hallel was only the rabbanon, he's still obligated to recite the birchat mitzvah before you begin saying the hallel. But the baruch of the haluk at the end of the hallel is only optional. It's not a chenda. No, you just say, hey, the Rosh Hashanah keep up to the El Chazah, that's the end of the No, let that person let it through him, he says it's Rosh Hashanah, he puts on the jury, he doesn't say anything else to do. He also, he says the Birchas HaMitzvah to do. Then you say the Birchas HaMitzvah at the beginning of the Hallel, and then you say Hallel. So we must make a Chavitah. If the Minigam Rosh Hashanah that they choose to recite the Bracha afterwards, so that Bracha will be a Bracha HaMitzvah of Chavitah, because it was composed by the Ashok Tzim Tzadol, it could be a Hemshach of the Bracha HaMitzvah. But if you don't want to say, you don't have to say. So the Mishnah in Tzokhin mentions this, that on Pesach night, one is obligated in Zimah to say the Aluka at the end of the house. But that's where the withdrawal the Mishnah Megillah has it. So the Rizwa Megillah has this comment. He talks about Tosfos Kashya at the end. Remember, hold on, Tosfos says, "My Mishnah, how come the Halalucha at the end of the Halalus considers Lucha Lachavita?" So the Bruch Hashanah for the beginning. Hashem could have shown him in front of the Halal. And the Shabbat at the end of the Zimra, he's following the Shita Pesach, that's considered Lucha Lachavita for Bar Shammah. The Pesach says, "Manishtana, the Bruch Hashanah for Nonu." Why not consider that Lucha Lachavita for the Bruch before any one time? Because the other two have heard in the middle is not there. The same with the Halal in the Zimra. The Tosfos is not as Zehana. The Tosfos gives a shverer answer what Tosfos is, not so blunt. But there is more there. In Megillah, it gives a different answer. So they should say, I'm mentioning that. But there is less state, but I like to say, the Ritva has an answer. So he says, it's less as a mundo mina as an ephesus. Let me say the mina is like, that's the malicious that he uses. And it explains what it means. He says that the bracha before and after the halal, and the bracha before and after the Sukkot of Zimra is a shema to the Barishwar. And the halal in the middle, in the Sukkot of Zimra, is also shevach, it's not shevach. He starts with shevach and shevach and shevach, so everything is a hemshech. What if we consider it's Mukha Lachavita, you have to have that the second bracha to be a hemshech from the first bracha. How can you consider the hemshech if you have all of the reciting of the halal with the Sukkot is in the middle? So the answer is it's all one hemshech. The bracha at the beginning is a shevach, and the halal in the Sukkot is in the middle, the bracha at the end is a shevach. But for Bichas HaTeira, the bracha before and after is a shevach, that's what the bracha is all about. And the Teira itself, the reciting of the Pesuk in the Zansha, unless you get the Aliyah of Al Yashir. Unless you get an Aliyah that has a shevach. But that's not why we read Bichas HaTeira for learning. So it is not to give shvach. Learning and students are learning and learning. We're learning. But that's not called the Mukha Lechavitah. Because the Mukha Lechavitah, you have to have an answer between the first bracha and the second bracha. So even if you have something in the middle, if the thing in the middle is a hemshech and the thing in the beginning, this is shevach and that shevach and that shevach, then the whole thing constitutes one big hemshech. But that's what the Gemara has over here. The Gemara says, let's have a memhem debate. Thank you, folks, that the Rabbeinu Chananu and the Halachas Gedolah told that Pshat and this Gemara is, when you have the brachas of Birchas Hamazon, each bracha is Mukha Lechavitah. The first bracha is Kaseh, Baruch HaTah Hashem, Rabbein Melech HaOlam, that's the bracha that's Pesach as the bracha, Baruch HaTem is the bracha. The second bracha begins, Noi Baruch HaShem HaTem, and does not Pesach as the bracha. Why? Because it's Mukha Lechavitah. The third bracha begins, Yachin HaShem HaTem HaNishol HaNecho, is not Pesach as the bracha, because it's right that's Mukha Lechavitah. Then the next bracha is Pesach as the bracha. So there's more talk to that. Baruch HaTem HaShem HaTem HaNishol HaNecho, I'm a clear idea, why is it Pesach as the bracha? It should be the same as Noi Baruch HaTem, the same as Rachim. So the Gemara says you're right. It's a machlokes whether Hatzayda Meitzer is Zeraisha or it's Lav Zeraisha. It's Satanizah. It's Satanizah. If you take a look, Mem Vav Hamid Aleph. And the wide lines are Mem Vav Hamid Aleph and the fourth wide line. The Gemara says, Kasdova, these are machlokes Amoroi, machlokes Satanayim. But so Hatzayda Meitzer is Zeraisha. It's a machlokes. And the Gemara says, we don't hold like that. We hold Hatzayda Meitzer is Lav Zeraisha. And to prove it, I'm Rav Yosef. Hey, God, that they're going to make the right, I'll prove to you the way we start from our law, and I'll make this at Hanoim, and I'll make this at Hanoim, so Rabbi Yosef is going to prove that it's love their right, he's okay, what's the proof? Shale, he brings the roof, I'll tell him, I'll see my stuff. It's not as in my way, the George is with salary by the board to work all day from sunrise to sunset, unless him, that explicitly, that it's only from 9 to 5, or whatever. But if you don't say explicitly, okay, the minigun deal is a senior history. The minigun deal is that people work from 9 to 5, so then it's also a senior history, especially, it says it's only 9 to 5. But if you don't say the case, and it's not minigun deal, so the mission says in government fear, that the workers have to put in a full day's work from the years at your street. And the Balabasim, the workers used to be not, but they should talk to them. They didn't have machines, and they couldn't do everything so quickly. So they were not, they should put in a full day's work and not put them around. No coffee breaks, you know. There was a coffee break out there. But no, it was not, they should put in a whole day's work. So the Tamarim were Mako, and the workers, and they said that they have a right to eat in the middle, but they shouldn't, they have no right to learn about yanging in the middle. They don't have the right to take off a whole hour for eating. They eat a meal or something. They shouldn't have too many courses in the meal. And then when they bench, the big markers are Chacham and Bonekel that they leave out the Bracha Tzeda Meitzer. How come they leave? They omit the whole Bracha Tzeda Meitzer. Why? It must be because it's only the Rabbon. It would be the Raisa, so they should have abridged it. They should have abridged it. The other Brachas are certainly the Raisa. The those of the course, they combine the second with the third, that's the Gemara earlier, they combine those of the one Rachim and one Brachim, but at least they combine, at least they combine it. So if I say it on later, we'll also do the later. The Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, that you have to say, Hazama Sakkol, you have to say, those of the course, and Rachim and I say that later, everything is learned that from a Pasuk. Well, the shayla is the drosha and I say that maker, is that a real drosha gemara there, right? Maybe that part is only the rabbola. You see, the gemara is a mem ches and a bein. You know, this whole thing, it's very sharp, it starts off talking about that tension in the zunah. But it's good going to do it, I feel like I'm learning. The book that should have been, the shayla should have first given me the dinam of bench in the chlal, and then give me the dinam of bench in the zunah. So it puts everything all together. The first mishnah says, a mem hem and ar. If you didn't need a kizayi, you could change in the size to bench in the zunah. It should have said, there's a bit of benching, and if you didn't need a kizayi, you should don't bench at all. And then give me the dinam of bench, so everything was all together. So the gemara, mem chet on the day, it's right in the middle. Son of Abana, that's the chet, the son of Abana. And how many, which aspects of the benching are there, right? So the Braisa learns out all of the various drachas. It says, then it says, then it says, Hashem alakecho, tells you that even benching is in the zikr al-hima. Al-Haret is the drach of Nerdelecho. And Al-Haret, Hatoibo, what he mentioned, Hatoibo, that's the Harat, that's the drach of Rachinua, and Yerushalayim and Beit HaMikdash. And then Hashem al Samoch, the Gershon from that phrase, who are taken on the Jews. That's the Shaila. Is that a Drosh of Gemur de Raisa? Now the others you assume are Drosh of Gemur de Raisa. You assume that the other Drachas are Zana Sakala, Nerdu Bukhan, Rakhay, Mazir, Drosh of Gemur de Raisa. And then I tell you, you have to mention all of these young. There's even a Machlechus and a Shailin that we had earlier in the second Torah, where there's a requirement of three different Drachas is there. Machlechus, Pesach, and Raj Bukh. Pesach's opinion was, that Minatera you require three distinct brachas, that if you say everything in one bracha, you don't be able to Minatera. You need three different brachas. And other Rishonim said, no, but it's just a breakdown. If I'm going to Sakkar, and I'll always tell a Mosin, and the bracha in Yerushalayim, and it's not just that, but it has to be three separate brachas, that's one of the Gerard brachas. And I said, just have to mention these themes in the mention. But these three are for sure, they're right. Either three brachas or the three themes that you mentioned. Yerushalayim is, The struggle one time holds I said I make it, he's there, right? And we talk to him that I said I make it, his love there, right? But if Yeshu comes to prove the fact that we hold my law that I said I make it, his love there, right? He says, if Tate, I'll prove to you that I said I make it, love there, right? Why? Should I tell you, I said, right, that they believe it, you're done with. The worker, no, the Lechon Rachem, the Chachon said you should be the doctor. The worker has to put in the full day's work. So he said, no, maybe it's not funny, but those who are paying him, if he's not employed, but if the boss gives him a full hour for lunch break, then he should pay the whole pension. But if he's employed by Balabas's master, he wants every minute that he should work, so the Chacham will make it. He has a right to eat his lunch, he has a right to bench also. He has to be the captain in the benching. So they said you should combine together the second and the third broker to the benching and leave out the fourth broker that I'm making again. Yes. This is kind of why you do it. Why don't you combine it together with Nezul Chan Rachim, combine together with Atayva Mesa. So it's a Hokhokhe, with Atayva Mesa, three parts in Atayva Mesa, and then Gansin, then Abdonim, say, hey, Mom, hey, Mom, he said, you can leave it out. That's Rav Yeshu's Hokhokhe. And then the next opinion, Amar Yitzchak Bashmur Bamai to Mishnei de Rav, he's going to prove another Hokhokhe. Say, I'll give you another proof, Atayva Mesa's Rav de Reise, Shalei Pasteh Bob, it's Borach, and the Chalitim Bob, it goes up there. The other brachas are different from us. The first bracha is Pesach is the Baruch of Hashem's Baruch. The second bracha, Nerdelecha, is not Pesach's Baruch. The third bracha, Rachim, is also not Pesach's Baruch. Why not? Because it's Ruch of HaKadosh. How come Manishtan, how come Atevah Meitu, if Pesach is the Baruch, isn't it a Hemshech and it's worth it? The answer is no. The only time it's considered a bracha as Ruch of HaKadosh is if it's a Hemshech. Let's just for example. Places here doesn't have a place to construct him. I'll prove it all over the day. It's the same big fat place, the same discussion. Nobody looks at it. They discuss here what with Tila Sadera. In Tila Sadera, you start up your Rasmus Panach. You don't start Baruch HaTah, and you say, Baruch HaTah Hashem Shem Rasmus. The place is bad in the Kasha. How come it's not Baruch HaTah? How come it's not Baruch HaTah? How come it's not Baruch HaTah? Let's say it's not. So other Rishonim have different suggestions about this. If you quote in the name of the Maharam Lichtenberg, and when he would go on a trip, he would go to the Beit HaKisa before, or he would have to, something to eat on the way. And then when he would say Asher Yotza, he would say Bona Koshin. So right after he finished Asher Yotza, right after he finished the Bona Koshin, he would start the Tzula Tzera to make it into a Bracha Asmucha Lachadasa, in order to solve this problem. And the other Rishonim hold that that's not a solution? It happens to be, but that's not called Smuchel of Haritha. It's only called Smuchel of Haritha about this year. With the Hemshech, yeah, there's a continuation, there's a Takona. What Lezalacha is a connection, there's a continuation of the first law. The Rachel is a continuation of the second law. So that's what this Mangal and the Gemara, these comes out, Shema Ba'amash, and the Shnei Gerard says on the bottom, and then Rav Ma'alas, so he says, if I take our nature, would be a Drosha Gemara there, right? That it's really part of the benching in our Torah, then it would be a Drosha Smuchel of Haritha. Because we hold that it's only not Nachter, and even if they have done it, that they have Mistakan HaTaga Meitim, they will not Mistakan HaTaga Meitim, they have a fourth block of detention. No! It's a block, a separate block to be recited after the completion of detention. It's not that if they have done it, and the detention now has four blocks. And I told you, because I'm not wrong, we need three blocks, and if they have done it, we need four blocks. Look! Even if they have done it, it's not part of the detention, that's separate block. That's what he says. Therefore, it's not a bracha smuchel of haritha. It's not connected with the benches. The chachamim were mistaken. At the completion of the bracha mamasi, you should add on another bracha. That's what Dr. Reiki used to point out. The mother of Rome, quotes the chulu from the Taz's brother, Ali Alevi, if a person ate a whole meal, and then at the end of the meal, he's a little drunk, whatever time, and he doesn't remember if he said Birchus Hamazon or not. That's it, Birchus Hamazon is talking about the Ethel. Usually, he says something, Brachus Lohasuel, that's the only by a brother that's coming to our brother. But if you have a brother that's the right, then you say, Brachus Lohasuel, the right in the woman. That's eventual. So the shayla is, the benching is the right only up until the end of when a Rachma of Yishalayim moment. And then I said that Mekid is Rav Deraisa, so maybe I should say, I said that Mekid, Tafik Brachas Lohasya, it's only a Brachman to Rabban, Tafik Lohasya. So the Morgan Avram quotes the Shul from Maria Levi, that Kehecha de Lohu Levi, there's Alzule Bey, in order that people shouldn't be Mizalzul in the Brach, and that Mekid, that they require that when you have a Tafik and a Brachman, you have to say the whole thing, even at that Mekid also. So I said, like I said, Akasha, why do we have to give this new explanation? Why does he give a simple time? There's a famous stock in the Rambam that's quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, that if a person is in a certain place, he says, Kriyashmana, so we trust him, there's a machlekes in the demand that calls for the person of the right. So I'm the right. So the Rambam talks to Kriyashmana, he's the right, it's the topic called Kriyashmana, topic like Torah. So the Rambam says, pray to the Torah, he starts to ask the Torah. And then the Shaila is, what about the Birchas Kriyashma? The Birchas Kriyashma, the first and second for sure, are only the Rabbana. Everything, you ask about it, and maybe that's their right. Because the Kriyash is pure inside, maybe that's their right. But the first one for sure are only the Rabbana. So the Rambam should have said, stop and call Kriyashma. He's specific about the Kriyashma with the Torah. He doesn't have the Chalap. He has to say, he doesn't have the Birchas Kriyashma, he doesn't have the Birchas Kriyashma. But if he should have been, stop it. The right of the Chumri has to say over the Kishon, so the Rabban the Kumri, the Drachis, we shouldn't say, other Rabbi is not allowed to say before Sefer Drachis Lachis, Sefer Drachis Lachis, so the Rabban writes that, so, Oiz of the Kari in the Chaseh, he has to say the Kishon with the Drachis. So the definition of faith from the last book, soon as the last book, why? Well, what if the person is Mishud because he bench tested, and the person is Mishud because if he did another Mishud, if he said, how or not, so when he does a mitzvah, he does not say a bracha. Whenever a person does a mitzvah, he's suffering, so he says, that's a bracha. The Rambam writes in Beresh like that. The Hakam over here, the Rambam writes with respect to Kriyashma, that they repeat the Kriyashma in Birchaseh. So the Rambam writes, the Hezbeh and the Rambam, that the Rambam feels, that the Rabbon and the Chacham were mistaken, Birchaseh Kriyashma not is a separate entity. They are mistaken the way to fulfill the mitzvah Kriyashma is Kriyashma in Birchaseh. I'll say that brachas, you have to recite Kriyashma in the framework of the brachas. And with the Rabbanim, if a person is going to say Kriyashma and not recite the brachas, it won't just be that he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of brachas. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyashma properly with the Rabbanim. So once you have a separate, then you call it Kriyashma, separate like Korah, and you say, therefore, the right to Yechumre, you have to go to Chumre not only to get to that aspect of the right, you have to go to Chumre on yourself. he's going to get to those aspects that are wrong in the Gilapona. You have to go home to cite the Kriya Shema with the Birchas Kriya Shema. Because the Birchas Kriya Shema are a chel of an essence tail of the Mitzvah Kriya Shema in the Gilapona. So that's the answer of the Shema. He says, so why did this Mogan Avon call the Maria Lady? He said, it's a new time. A new takon, a new chashash, that if a person is mistook because he says, Birchas Hamazon on that, so he goes to Chulam, and he ate for homely, and he ate for the Shmiel. There's obligation to recite the benching with Mirakel. So he has to recite the benching, he suffers, without the Vamekus, and he says the reason why, it's a new time, because it was on good day, let him give a simple reason. Because I've gone and I said Vamekus is part of the benching, so maybe not in the name, since you have to go to Chulam on the benching, you have to go to Chulam, the whole benching, just like in the Birchas Kirishma. So the Lord said, you see from this now, you are lady, but his opinion is that our Teva Mesut is not only that part of Benjamin Atera, not even part of Benjamin Rabbana. That's what you see from this Gemara. You don't have to go to the Maria Lake. You do the Lenin Shoharat, so we're not trying to that on the Maria Lake. You see in the Kurdish in the Gemara. The Gemara says, if our Teva Mesut would have been there, right, would have not been for Shabbat before. That's why the Lord said, just like laughing is a Hemsha. So what does it mean it's not the Natari? It means not only is it not part of benching the Natari, even if it's not part of benching. So Chachamim and Misraki and Atei Vamei, the Beis Abrocha, to be decided after the completion of the benching. The benching is over already, and you say, Benim Rachma Rishalayim, that's the end of the whole benching. So that's what the place is called here. And then here today, Dilamasko Rab Zvidama. What is it? Dilamasko Hoda Bani Yishalayim. Dilamasko Hoda Bani Yishalayim. So they quote it. Rabbi Nechan Narlan, Halachas Gedevich, and the Rambam, and a whole group of, an impressive group of Rishonim are of the opinion that when a person finishes benching their right there, what is Rachma of Yishalayim? He says, Amen. Why? Whenever there's a series of brachas, when you receive the bracha of Tzidim, there's a hemshach. One bracha, second bracha. And that's time he says, the fifth in Birchas Hashach is one after the other. Each one is unrelated to the other one. That's not called a series of brachas. The unrelated brachas. He says 15 in a row. We're talking, whenever there's a hemshach of Tzidim, kach tiksa chachamim. That this bracha is considered a hemshach, it's a bracha, it's lukha lachavita. So whenever you finish the mashal, the shmana yetzir. When you finish the hoshmana yetzir, you say, I'm bracha, I'm yisrael, ba shalom, or you finish the whole Birchas Hamazim. Up until Atara Mason, not including Atara Mason, just that's a bracha that's decided after the conclusion of the benching. Or let's say you finish your Halalucha, or what else, you finish your Shtaba. So the Halacha is Gibernus, and the Shita Salama Mahadrenim is, whenever you have a series of brachas, you recite Amen after your own bracha at the conclusion of the final bracha. That's the Shita of the Gibernus.
The Ramah
raised the question, why not Bashakis? The Ramah says, what about Bashakis if you go on Israel? It says, as soon as a brother is, that's why the second brother, Avarabra, does not yourself go. And then if you have to look at yourself as the God. So maybe at the end of going Israel, that's the end of the series of brothers, you should say on me. The Rambam says, no, you need to make a Google the Tzimah. So that will pose a problem. That will pose a problem to the Google Tzimah. It's correct. Also, unrelated, Ms. Thomas. Unrelated, if a person only has a Shoyad, then he only says the Brach and the Shoyad. It's not really a Tzimah. If he has both, then he's doing two. He takes the Brach. That's how the 15 Birchat HaShachah, that it happens off the Mikveh, that he sends 15 brachas in a row, they haven't got the mixture, he sends 2 brachas in a row. But each one is a separate brachas. It's not a I don't know. The second bracha is the second bracha. It's more like Abba said to the first bracha.
If you say something separate, that's why you start to use
four. No. The basis bracha at the end of time, that's a different thing. The basis here is, in basis from the end of the Malachi, how come Hazna Hashem Hakein is doing it for work? How come it's not so sharp as the The Tesh is very close to all stories, and Machlej is good. If you look at the Tesh, he has a lot of And then when we're not, we have a long so Machlej is a rabbi, and the time and the last We have an exclusive for me, but we have in another place. Okay, Tesh by Earth is missing. So the quote here, the rabbi, the time's opinion is, that the Harav Noah is really a henshuk of the Baruch Hashem, and he's done a lot of good at Zeria, and he's the one who ran around the book, the Harav Noah. And you should not say Amen, that's what I've been in Tam Shuk, you should not say Amen. And then after you finish Baruch Hashem, Ram Yisrael, Ram Yisrael, then you say a separate Baruch Hashem, 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 Baruch Last of the day says the Harav Noah, that ends off on Lama Tov, Lama Tov, and the second bracha is the Shabbat Adam and Kolam. The Rambam holds that it's not correct, the Rambam holds that there are three different brachas. The Rambam holds that three different brachas. The first one is last of the day says, and then you do say Amen, come to the Rambam. Then Harav Noah is not beginning with a vav, it's not been in time, they don't have good, and then in time came back to the city, so they have to add on a vav. And the Rambam, who is the older brother of the Rambam, comes to know how to go, but he has to change, it's good the way it is. And the reason why Harav Noah doesn't begin with a Baruch HaTov, because it's Lucha L'Chavito, so the Rav Tzvi said, the Rav Tzvi holds that that cannot be. The Machlech is the Rav Tzvi and the Rashbam, and we have a Baruch HaTzvich L'Chavito, that's why we have an invention. We have a Baruch HaTzvich L'Chavito. So the Neidah L'Chav doesn't begin with Baruch HaTov, because it's Lucha to the Baruch HaZonet HaKov. And Lachim is not the Shach of the Baruch, because it's Lucha L'Chavito, all over from Amazim. So the Rabbi Natam Shita is that the only time you consider a bracha Shlucha L'Chavito is if the previous bracha that's the start of the bracha, the chesem is the bracha, is the final line. So that final line serves as the tshicha to the next bracha also. So the Rabbi Natam holds that he disagrees with the Rashbam. You cannot say that Harav Noah is a separate bracha, and the reason why he doesn't begin the bracha is because it's Shlucha L'Chavito, it's Shlucha to the bracha of Rashi to do this. The Rashi to do this is not a bracha Lucha that has a chasim at the end. It's a bracha of Sora. So the Rabbi Natam holds that he can't say Harav Noah is Shlucha L'Chavito. So Rashi is a bracha of Sora. The only time he holds it, Rabbi Natam holds, the only time it's called a bracha of Shlucha L'Chavito is the previous bracha to which it's Lucha. I don't know, Lucha can have a chasim at the end. Then, let's say the first bracha of the Shemini Esrei. Baruch Atah Hashem, Modin Avraham, then you said, Ata Gibra, Yerom Hashem. So Ata Gibra, Smucha L'Chavito, to the Chasim of Baruch Atah Hashem, Modin Avraham. Here there is no Chasim. There is only a Baruch Atah Hashem. So that's what forced the Rabbi Nisan into adding on a Baruch, the Harav Noah, and claiming that this world won't be Baruch. The Rashbam denies all premise. And that's not true. It can be a Smucha L'Chavito, even if the first Baruch is only a Baruch Atah Hashem. There's that for the time of Baruch Atah Hashem, to see this Baruch, the Baruch Atah Hashem, that had a Chasim at the end. If the first bracha, if it's a series of brachas, and the first bracha is a bracha stola, so the second bracha begins Harav Noah, and it's also a Shlucha L'Chavito.
You learn that the Shlucha L'Chavito of the end of the first bracha, from the second bracha, doesn't have name, but only the Shlucha L'Chavito are always spoken to the beginning of the bracha, but otherwise the bracha doesn't have mouth in it.
No, when you have a bracha, Shlucha L'Chavito, there's no need for mouth.
You don't need
the
mouth.
You don't need mouth.
Then if you don't have a Panas Kadosh, you don't have a Minyan, you only say the last book by the student.
That was a Takana Kaha?
Why
is it being done? But since sometimes it says, without saying the other previous brothers, meaning when there's no Panas Kadosh, and then there's no Minyan, you just have a Minyan, you don't have a Minyan, so then you just say, But since sometimes the Takana Kaha exists by itself, you can't say that it's a Hemshech of the previous brachas. Sometimes it stands alone. Right, so therefore, even if you have a normal situation, you do have a minyan, you do have Panim Kadoshim, and you're saying the whole rest, but you can't really say that as the final bracha. I'm sure Torah says from the Simcha, just look at the Chavito, because sometimes it does stand alone. Theoretically, sometimes it does stand alone. Can you show him in the beginning of the Bible, talk about that?
I mean, it's a separate situation now.
Yes, first the problem is a brother that's coming on the side of the day, right after the day.
Okay, let's say in hand, the both of the relations should need to have to be said where you ate. Just like the other condition has to be said where you ate.
Yes,
that's the relation. You also have to be said a conversation with the time. And you don't have to say, if you go away and you forgot to say the night, you don't have to come back and say the night where you ate.
I don't know.
That's
another chilik that doesn't matter. Because he's not part of the bench. He's not part of the bench. He's not part of the bench. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. So that's what God says. One group of Rishonim claim that when the Gemara says, why did he say, Achabir Chayt Zav, Yes, to him, they're going to block us. It's not only one block. It's not only after the Bible, whenever there's a series of brachas, then we have to use Shabbat, or after we have a lucha, or after the Shemana Esrei, and we have to call Shalom. So we say, Oysa Shalom Lem, we have Shalom Lem, and call yourself, you know, Amen. The reason why we say Amen at the end is to satisfy the sheep of the Baha, the Rabbeinu Hanan, or the Rambam, that the Shemana Esrei is a series of brachas. We have to say Amen after you're on brachas. We don't follow the Baha all the time. So you start off the Minig Ashkenaz, we try them to do. A lot of times do say. At the end, we start off the end of your halucha. You say, not worry about this brachas on me, because it's a series of brachas that's missing the Baha. So you follow the sheep of the Ram on the Bahar, and you say on him. But Chayt is there, that the Minig by them in Europe, Minig in Germany was not so. Minig was Chayt, it says, Kuk Chazim, May Amad Zabar, go outside and see what's the Minig. The Minig is not like the Chasmus Lord. I'm not the Ram. Shall I know the Ram is Salman? Have a half a Bani Rishalayim with this Salman. So what's the reason why only after Bani Rishalayim? Well, that's the only case where there's a series of brachas? No! What about Shemana Esther? What about the Arlucha? What about the Shtaba? Shtaba can say anything, you know, but Shemana Esther, for sure the brachas is Shmukhala Chavito. Maybe you can say, you see, not all the Rishonim agree that the Arlucha is Shmukhala Chavito to the brachas at the beginning of the house. Not all the Rishonim agree that the Shtaba is Shmukhala Chavito. That's such a long hafsat in between, but the brachas of the Shemana Esther for sure are Shmukhala Chavito. And many Rishonim disagree to say that the Oysa Shalom Lernav is not because you want to say Amen at the end. Achabricha Tatsun said, it's a series of brachas, you want to say, I have nothing to do with that. If you say, you have nothing to do with that, you're not such a Oysa Shalom Lernav. You don't need Bechlam, you should like it. You don't need Bechlam, it's just like Shemina Hadim. The places over here claims the only one and only time that the Chachamim said you should say Amen is only in the middle of the bench. So what kind of a thing is that? Not because it's a series of brachas. So what's the reason why they're on the top and not get by benching? The Rashi says that everybody should realize that up until now is their right and he's going to have one. Why do you want to stress that I told that Mason is not their right? So the Gemara says that you should know that's a problem, you should go to work. That's how the Gemara says. Abaye, the Gemara says on the next line, Abaye, only like the coma, Abaye when he used to bench, in order that the worker should hear that he said Amen, and he should go back to work. There shouldn't be the doctor's man to listen to the Hafez HaMeter as well. The Hechad HaMishmu Poelim will echo. The Hafez HaMeter loved their rights here. The Gemara says the Poelim are not supposed to. They're not allowed to say that they're HaMeter. It's people's man from the Balabas's work. And Rav Ashi held that that's not proper. Rav Ashi only the Lechishah. Allah should help our kids that the proper practice is that you should only say Bani Rahman Yishalayim if you whisper our name softly, not to say it out loud. Why? Because the learning tells them about Tadda Major. And Lord, if people are going to realize that Tadda Major is not there, so they may decide they don't want to say it at all. So the proper thing is that you should say it softly. The patient points out, the bottom page points out, that the man is there, the forces are not so maxed on every minute. They don't let the workers have a structure. We should have given the dignity of the Gemara that workers are not allowed to say Chazaret HaShas. But you also work to say Chazaret HaShas, and they end up laying in the middle and take a lot of coffee breaks, and you make a lot of phone calls in the middle. Sometimes it's excessive, sometimes it's not available. But for you also, Tanisha, not, that we assume that the Balabakan are not so massive every single minute has to be. A lot of workers are a little hopped up. So Tanisha says the whole reason why Abai used to say Amen out loud in order to encourage the Poelim to go back to their work, so that whole reason doesn't apply to Manazet. That's because when you time to let the Poelim, the whole time what do you mean, let the Poelim, they're not workers. They have the reason that the Poelim doesn't apply. Because the Balabatim are not so much for the days of the Balabatim, the days of the Shavuot, right? And the Manazet Zichar. then as a Tishua, the Babatashi said, I'm not going to be Mitzvah-Mashi. So maybe that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that we follow Rav Ashi, that the proper thing is that one should say a name, it's okay.
Based on the Gemara, the exact question.
That's right. That's why the guy who said, "Homemade by Baba," or another place where he came to the
Right.
The
only over here, right. Because we have another
book I said that
made is. But the reason is the same. The same.
So you're implying that that's not part of the benching. How can it be? But the answer is no, because I said that nature doesn't sound not that I tell not that I've done, and it's a bracha that's decided if in benching. It's not even part of the benching that I've done. So to say amen is to make a statement to your advertising that I say amen to the ground of earth. So Rabbi Ashi says it's not proper to do that. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't say, "Al ha'aretz ha'am," they didn't have Eretz Yisrael yet. They're going to have to thank the Bnei Shalom for Eretz Yisrael. Bnei Shalom promised, and he gave, and the Gemara says, "Eretz Yisrael mechzakati," the Bnei Shalom did, but they didn't have it yet. Legally, they had the document. If you don't have Eretz Yisrael, you're not mechzakati to send it to the Bnei Shalom. Yeshua ben Nun, after they crossed over the Yarden and they conquered Eretz Yisrael, so Yeshua ben Nun was mechzakati, and doesn't mean a takana de Rabbana. Doesn't mean like Moshe Rabbeinu teaching him, so doesn't mean it's a takana de Rabbana. He composed a Nusach. And then the Moshe Rabbeinu, there was only a chiv deraita to say thank you for the food. They didn't have to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. There was no Beit HaMikdash, there was no Yerushalayim, there was no Eretz Yisrael, so they didn't have to thank. And those of you sure didn't know they had Aristotle, they didn't have the Beit HaMikdash yet. So the one Mukhir to thank for Aristotle, the one get Mukhir to thank for Yerushalayim and for the Beit HaMikdash. And then David Ishlam is sitting by Yerushalayim. Why? David conquered Yerushalayim, he conquered the Yerushalayim. Ishlam HaMelech built the Beit HaMikdash, and the days of David HaMelech they added on a little bit to third growth. And the days of Ishlam HaMelech they added more into the third growth. And then the Yavne says, "On the stock and I take on Nathan." That's Rav Nachman is an Amela. So Rav Nachman is reconstructing the history based on the assumption that I take on Nathan is Rav Deraisa. And when the Deraisa learns it out later on, then says, when the Deraisa learns it out from Ashenatan Mosh, I take on Nathan is only Rav Nachman to Rav Bonham. And really, it was only the stock and later. So he's giving you his version of history that it was composed at the time that the Roman government hung there for a few years. Reading the Haruga Zeta there, they didn't allow them to bury them. In order to unsurvive the Masakhan, on only reason that no one should revolt against the government again, but they forbade them from burying the Haruga Zeta. And in Esther Kerr, Shalai Tzichu, so that's when they composed, that's when he says they're composing it. But if one will return, I said, I'm making it there, right? So it's not true. It wasn't composed at that time. Maybe they added on it, maybe they enhanced the Brook at that time.
Because
they had, you know, we had another tomorrow, and then they had, like, we know that new steps brought, new steps brought, you know, a remnant for it. You know, it's supposed to be the remnant for it. Maybe the remnant was the process of the found, but then the boat's only the remnant. Could also be, it could be that they were given the right for the given permission, but it could be that it was the right, and it's still
composing the
opposite.
It's also not true. Okay.
The Gemara says that later in the Mishnah that they composed on Shmuel Yayin, the very end of the Mishnah. Very end, when you have Shmuel Yayin, let's say I'm eating by someone and they serve wine. And everyone has, let's say, wine or citrus or whatever, wine at the beginning of the Mishnah. Then in the middle of the Mishnah, they bring a fancier wine, a different wine, as long as it's not grew up in the first one. It's either better or different. So then the din requires that you have to say, I said, I make them on Shmuel Yayin. So the Gemara says that that was also Nisdakein Iyavne. So what's the connection with the bracha that I made to Manshina, right? The case is close to the time of Yerushalmi that the vineyards in the vicinity of Yavne grew delicious grapes, and it's a very delicious sharp wine for years and years after the Haruga Beta were killed, because the earth was drenched with the blood of the Haruga Beta. So the Gemara says that the Chachamim on the Tzaken and Shino Yayin remember the tragedy. It's not a bracha yet. That the sailors grew well, and it was a delicious one. And some Hashem say that that's what it's related. That's a Tevah Meitim, it's related to this, a Tevah Meitim. Why? At the end of the benching, yeah.
You say because the benching is always of the sitting of the training of the nation. And the first time I had to show that these people are not going to that is now that they were giving the food and they were laughing and develop the problem. And you're right on the
convention of this government. There must be something.
Yeah.
On the top of the next Zaf, where are we? Men's Rav and Olive. On the top of Men's Rav and Olive, Paul has an interesting story. Rav Gera Cholash, one of the Amarons up to, all the others that they are both, that one of the Chachamim came to visit him to meet the Rockefeller, and he accepted upon himself a neder. It is Rav Zera, will get better, he's going to throw a party with Sidi Chedoya to all the Tamidic Lerabbanim. In this Pachatena, Chalaf Shaki, Rav Zera, they used to call him a nickname. If Rav Zera is going to get better, I'll get to the end of the Lerabbanim, can I make a Sidi Chedoya for all the Tamidic Mishu? So what happened was he got better, he saw, and he made a Sidi Chedoya. So that's just a bad thing. We see just that happens at the recession institution in this physical world. That's nothing.
The major is that he said that he spoke to him in the world and not, he spoke to him in the world.
About this in the high data, Rashi and Perek Hatayda, and the end of the person who knows, Rashi likes, about this in the high data, these four people are Mukhiyat to bring a Kazan Tayda. Usually the Mishnah is a Kazan Tayda, is that the head of the devil, you're not Mukhiyat to bring. It's always optional, and Rashi Shuk is not exactly 100% optional. Now, about this in the high data, the Chaydash and the Chapter, and Yekim, and the Chasurim, and so on, those four people are Mukhiyat to bring the Kazan Tayda. And the Mishnah is said that Kazan Tayda is not the head of the devil, even if you're not one of those four people, if you want to, it's optional. If you want to admit, let's say, a half a third of Hashem. You can't volunteer a half a third of Hashem. Either you're Mukhiyat and you have to bring it, or if you're not Mukhiyat, you're not allowed to bring a half a third of Hashem. Not only not allowed to, it's not called, it's called a mazur. The Kedusha on the Hakdashia won't be called. If you'll be mocked with a half a third of Hashem in the situation, you're not obligated to bring it, so it's going to be called a mazur. But a cousin Tiger is both an Eddie and a double. So that's not your sheet of that. But if you have a good moment, you're on the Eddie and Gaimo. And you have a Gaimo, like these four people, how can you do a seller? But you take a Chayim and say, Mishra, and after you change that. That the Chodesh and the Trapping, the Eddie and the Gaimo, the Eddie and the Gaimo, those four people are Mechir. The Duch HaSela to say the Duch HaSadom, but the four people are Mechir to bring a Kavan Tayden. Take it this, it is with Rashi. Take it from Tayyip HaSela, this it is with it's not true. But you never, no one is ever Mechir. It's a Rashi with two places in Shas. You just can do a thing there. You get in a drop, and that's the Rashi holds like that, in the first place. And take it this, it is with Rashi, and Machlej, if you didn't write, the faith says no. A boy, Duch HaHajit, but it says in the last parish in the office, he said, it's a lawyer. There's only the four people on the cruise to recite the Yechus HaGemel, but no one is ever Mukhiyat to bring a Kavan Tayden. Kavan Tayden is always optional. But nonetheless, what is the institution of Kavan Tayden all about when a person wants to thank him for his book over something? If it's his wedding anniversary, he graduated college, whatever, he got married, whatever. The tradition is wrapping, whenever there's something. Or somebody had a good day in business, he had a good day in business, but he's survived. He's sick in the hospital, but he's still alive. He wants to thank the Rebbe from a Kol Neshima. A Polish even a shiva, you have to thank the Rebbe Shalom. Some people only thank the Rebbe Shalom when they're married for 50 years. Other people thank when they're not married. The single guy thanks the Rebbe Shalom. Whatever, he's thanking the Rebbe Shalom, looking for shiva, whatever. People should be happy about everything. So when a person brings a carbon tray that he wants to express his thanks to the Rebbe Shalom, so he makes a party, and the dinners of the carbon tray is basically a shlamin. But it's different that the shlomim is nechus moyam in the laila achas. You can eat it today, tonight, and tomorrow, and the taiba has to be eaten yom the laila achas day. Why only yom the laila hatam not today? So that it's given, it's due not only to explain to the Torah once, that it should invite twice as many people to the Suda, because we should express his thanks to the Rebbe Shlom in public. So that's the whole institution of Suda Saidoya, that you see from his Gemara, that the Abdal was in the Pablo upon himself. This is not the Nedra Mizramitza. Nedra Mizramitza is a different thing. This will need to be a self. That's to be the Pablo to be mother. Surgery and to learn harder and to give more self and to be more doctors, not to talk and mother, and that's a different thing. When there's an eighth thought, a person should be in the Pablo in the world. But this is a different Nedra over here. He said, if Abdel will get better, he's going to make a suicide dog of the whole issue. And he did, and he got better and made the suicide dog. The suicide dog is... What? They start with the Gemara in the end of Sinus. The Gemara says when a person is hungry, he really doesn't say thanks to the bunch down in the proper mood, in the proper spirit. The Gemara says then in the end of Sinus that if the desert is there's a Sinus because there's no rain, and it's really bad, if there's no rain, there's no vegetation, no food to eat, they're going to die from starvation. And then there will be the Sinus in the middle of the day, that's the rain, so the mission is the word of Albert, so everybody should go home and eat. And then they should come back to Shul and say hello. So the Gemara asks, why do we go to East Shul? How many of the hallows going to take? Why do they go to Shul and say hello? How many of the hominies? So the Gemara says no. And then hello, oh, I'll tell you from the Nehra, but I'll never give you. You can only say hello with a Gishmach if you're a fool. If you're hungry and you're starving, you say, well, you're going to go have a good meal soon. Because the time is over because it's starting to rain in the middle of the day. But if he didn't eat the meal yet, so then he's not going to be in such a happy mood. So that's what the assumption is. Whenever you have a suicidal failure, When the person eats and drinks and he's in a happy spirit and he's in a happy mood, then he can, the thanksgiving can flow better. So go down the shore. No, the aim of having the friends that you want them to come, so you give them up to you. No, the aim of having the friends is that you should express the thanks to the God for my problem. I should have the New York, and then she should. Yes, Buddhists are very just considered a Buddhist mystery. Yeah, Buddhist mystery, they're right here. Based on seven pages. Based on seven pages, yes. To be in a good mood, to be in a good mood. Why face is cash? Face is zero and fine if you got a cash. No, face is the cash. How come we say how in the morning before we leave? But unclear. The face is terrorist is Madunga. The face is not is zero. The smile is fine. The end of fine is the cash is what Kavanah says. The past is zero. The face is terrorist is that the house that we restart on Hanukkah in the morning, or Shabbat Shabbat in the morning, is not a hollow of to the banishment. That's a halal of Simchas Yantur. It's a halal that we're reciting Sukkot from Tulim. The halal on Lel Pesach. That's a Balamora, right? From the end of Sukkot, the halal. Lel Pesach, how come we break the halal up into 2 parts? One part we recite before the meal, one part after the meal. Why don't we finish the whole halal before? The Balamora says there, because in them halal, all our parents will live, our nephews today, and our Lel Pesach is a different kind of a halal. It's a halal of Shura. We're praising the Rebbe because the cult of the Rebbe is actually seen in the afternoon of time. So we're thanking the Rebbe and praising the Rebbe for what he just did now. But the Halal on Chanukah, the Halal on Yom Tovim, is a different kind of Halal faith system. So that's the Halal of Kriya Kapsukit. We're reciting sections from Tulim. We're not really recording what the Rebbe is saying. We're not really, it's not really spontaneous. That means that we're saying on our own, the Halal. Pesach night, it is spontaneous to talk to, we say the bulk of the Halal, after the meal. You have the meal in the middle. And sure, that's a question. What is that all about? So the Gemara tells the story that one of the Chachamim was sick, and when he got better, they made a Seudah Chazoya. Let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. So this such an institution is a Seudah Chazoya. Then when you have the Seudah Chazoya, go on a Shaila, who should say that everybody watched the wedding, one person to say Hamaiti. So the Shaila, who should say Hamaiti? The guest of honor, the Cholish and his Brate, or the one who's paying, or the one who's paying for the bill, the one who's paying for the meal. So he says the din is Balabai Kotseh, not the guest. The Balabai is the one who's paying for the whole thing. We say he's the one who should say Hamaiti. Why? The Gemara says the story is because today, 10 lines later, today, she missed the dying Yotseh. He's the one who's telling lies. If he decides not to give, they're not going to give to him. He should give big pieces of challah. I'm against by you on Shabbos. I don't know what I should tell. Both challahs, one challah, there's more challahs. I don't know what. Read about the book, whatever you tell me. I can't cut big pieces and say, like, how do I know what you want to give? But the Gemara says, when it comes to saying I'm right, the Balabai should be good there, yeah? In order that he should be able to give, by your thing, he should give big chunks for everybody to show. What about when it comes to the benching? The Gemara tells on this occasion, when they made the Seudah Chazoya, he's the one who threw the party, made the brother in the first place, he was Mechaber, the Chodesh, and the Shrapi, the guest of honor, that he should say Amaiti. So he said, no, you have to say Amaiti. Then he said, the deal is that whoever's paying for the meal is the one who says all the brachas. He thought he should bench also. So when it came to benching, he was going to bench. He said, no, I have to bench. And that's what Rashi would bench. He says, no, that's not lachas. Balabai is by Seria, the Reach Mivarya. Just take a look 10 lines later. So I'll come like this, and she said, Balabai is by Seria, Balabai should be the one who says, I'm listening. And then they should give Bani and Rocket. He should give 6 chunks of challah. Told them to get it, and should give 6 pieces. And why is it that Reach Mivarya, how come one of the guests should be the one to bench? Because there's not a Gemara that a bench was in them. Only one person said the bench, and not like Bayard. The Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch, we don't pay attention, when someone benches, so we, our practice is everybody benches. But Mikael Adin, it's only the Gemara, when the bench was in, only one person benches. So whenever you have guests who are eating by somebody else, there is a din, that you have to recite a special tefillah, a special bracha for the Balabai. So I'm showing how that Gemara just says the din. Rashi Shalayir, Balabai, Balamazem, Leikal, Balamabro, and then the Rebbe, Maitre Bogvarim, Rebbe used to add on more of the Nusokhiyah, and that's printed in the Kizun. in this clock, we have three from the other, from the Chassim, and 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 the Chassim, we have it the kitchen. We say, I'm going to start out, and the Chassim, and the Chassim, and the Chassim, and the Chassim. And the bottom of the Rosh, it says, it's young, it has to have Arish on the bottom. So he says, he doesn't really understand how come Mr. Burke, well, it's in the Chassim, he doesn't understand why we just say the kitchen. So the Gemara has the Tanai, he's been told such a long Mitzvah, that the Chassim thing is to say the whole Mitzvah. Let me show them how that this is in their license. That the Leach has to offer the special bracha for the Baal HaBayit. That in their license, where is the mocker? Esther Rabbi's Baal HaBayit.
Right.
So let me show them take the Masechet Tosfot. They say, okay, when the Marin, so let me show them there, discuss the Gemara, over here, the Ashim Levi word, in the Pasuk, Yachal Tosfot, Al Ha'oret, Ha'teva, Ha'shana Shemlach, the Gemara Darshan, every word what it means. And the Gemara there, and the Gemara also has along the same lines a little more, so the Rishayim says that the red head is in the Rabbis Baal HaBayit. Some Rishayim says, Tony HaSmach, and all the things that have to grow should move their answer. That this halakha that you have to offer a special tefillah for the Baal HaBayit is a real din d'arayt. In fact, all of the harachmans that we say, don't the harachmans, even look a little bit on the harachmans that it's not worth, all the harachmans don't appear in the Gemara. He's all composed by the Gaonim. So the Tzur has a machlokes with his brother. Let's say when the bench shall approach. They're not supposed to be masked in the middle of the bench. So is it permissible to say all the Halachman if between the benching and the birth of Rav and Allah Tzai, maybe you shouldn't say Arachmi. So the two would make it that Mirza Shalach, since the Jain and since the two of them, you say Arachman, that's considered like a continuation of our Kedanism. And others are not so convinced that it's a continuation. But this, for sure, is a continuation of the benching. This brought the special student for the Barabai, that he was the right to the Rabban, that for sure is considered the Medina. That's indeed a Nigamara that you have to recite this. In fact, the question of Gogol is elementary, that the practice thing is that when you're eating by somebody else, and you say, Bracha to the Baal HaBayit, you shouldn't say verse printed in the middle of all Arachmas. You say right after the Elam Ayah HaShayim. You should say the first Arachmi should be for the Baal HaBayit, so the Yehiz Baal HaMazer, Baal HaMabon, and so on, and then you should proceed to say the other Arachmi. It's really out of order, the way it's printed in the Siddurim, it's out of order. The Bracha for the Baal HaBayit is Medina, and the rest is only in Havim. The Racham of Matthew. The Racham is out of breath, that's not from the good. That's from the Rabbein Ephraim, and it's not the famous Rabbein Ephraim who is disagreeing with the Rabbein Tamar, Chatzich and Esnel, the Bishra Rishira. It's not the famous Rabbein Ephraim, the Baal HaBayit. It's not the Rabbein Ephraim, a different Rabbein Ephraim who wrote to Yutin. So that, the quotes I think from the Baal HaTanya, and the seat of the Alphabet, the Baal HaTanya. But even though our practice is that the Harachmans are not a Hepsis, and most people say all the Harachmans and the Bench are the most people say all the Harachmans, and then you say Bosh Yagoshan at the end, like the Tour says, Abraham Achaz Gibbon Brother. The Minigal means like the Tour, it's not a Hepsis. But that's because those Harachmans were composed by the Gaon. But the special Harachmans that you had on by Zir, that they quote from the Baal HaTanya, from other Rechanim, it is not proper to say them before Bosh Yagoshan. The proper thing is to say after the Bosh Yagoshan. So that's not everybody says that. So that's a hashtag, that could be a hashtag. It could be a hashtag. In fact, I have three sons, and we have three babies. I know the age three. I asked somebody to say those are Rachmans who didn't wash. He wasn't benching. But I asked to say someone who wasn't benching anyway. So everybody else has a prayer not to say Amen. Not to be Gnostic after their benching and both your look. That's not the question. A Rachman's by this is not Muslim, that's not a heaven. A person who said that should be recited after their prayer to Agrafen, or should be recited by somebody who's not benching. So you won't have a problem of that. So the quote from the Dome of Benediction thing, and the Maitre Rav HaKodesh, they quote, the Maitre Rav HaKodesh, they quote that there's a problem of tumor. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not permitted to recite tumor. So a Rav Menim Okalenu Yonam Void, that's not a tumor. Rav Menim Zod, that's not a tumor. But the Rav Menim Zod, that's not a tumor. But the Rav Menim Zod, you're worrying about someone else on Shabbos, that from there on he would leave out. So the Rav Menim Zod, that's not a tumor. So we'll leave out a few Harachmans. About Mashiach coming, so on Shabbos we don't ask for Mashiach, because the Gemara says Mashiach is not going to come, not on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos. So on Shabbos we don't ask. The first thing we speak about right after Abdelgar, right after Myers is Mashiach. We sing Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come, not on Shabbos, not on Erev Shabbos. But right after Shabbos is over, so the first thing we speak about Parnassiah, Lo'enu HaChaseni Abedecho, we speak about Parnassiah, we speak about Mashiach. So there are two things of the years from the first Shabbos, because on Shabbos we didn't speak neither about Parnassa nor about Mashiach. So the... Yeah. The Taisa's question, you found me, has that question. How are you allowed to hear it? So it says, in the name of the Yishalmi, that we don't exactly understand why, but it says that's not a violation. Is that? So on Mem Ches on the base. On Mem Ches on the base, says to do the mask from Akkad the Nechomo. The Taisa thought that there was a group of Yishalmi who were of the opinion that on Shabbos you're not allowed to say, Rachem Rashem Okein Al Yisrael Amnechab Al Yishalmi Yerev. The Gemara says that on Shabbos, when you say Rachem, you have to be Maskot in a Chomer. What does it mean to say Nachamein or Hashem Hashem? Instead of saying Rachem, say Nachamein. What's wrong with Rachem? So they say, the Eish Maskilim in Nachameinu, the Chosnim, about 10 lines into the Chosnim, in Maskot. And they say the reason why they don't say Rachem, no, the Nesim found the Divrayim, and they give an explanation, why don't they start off the book the way you normally do on the weekdays? Once you start off Shabbat, it's Rachman Hashem Okay, so on there, and they, you're not allowed to say Rachman Avim Oshem Tchim here, and you're not allowed to say Tachanun in the Shabbat. Avod Nachem is somehow not a Tchim. This is not condition, these are very required. The Taisa says that it's not correct. You may hear, the Taisa says that this distinction is not correct. Nachem is also Tchim. I say, how can you say Rachman, how can you say Nachem? The Taisa says, they will have to Dachim in Avim Oshem HaKosher, the Yom of the Yishami, the Shabbos character, Yishami asked the question, are you permitted to say the end of the name of the saint of the Shabbos? And Yishami says, yes, you're allowed to. Why take his brother's castle? What does it mean exactly? Take his brother's castle. The only time there's a new screen of the Shabbos is you're going to say a new screen. But if you're going to say the screen of the Chachamim of the Shabbos, the regular screen of it, you say all week long, then you are permitted to say on Shabbos. That's what it sounds like in the Yishami. Take his brother's castle. The Taisa claims that one who is medaktik not to say tinnus on Shabbos in the middle of the benching is a minik shtusu on Mishana Bracha Sholchot. That there's no reason to be Mishana. I don't know. That's the sign of the davening.
Compose
new cleaning. Well, let's say new cleaning on Shabbos. But the standard thing is that the institute is all this long, that there's no reason to say on Shabbos cleaning. That was the big issue that we had. The Gemara discussed in Smanesher. We say, Chanei Mitzvah, in the Mahatsky, a lot of brachas in the middle of the Smanesher, or Bakash, or Sarah, and cleaning. So the Bavli said that the Chachamim never required of us that we should have to say it. They weren't Matriya for us that we have to say the brachas and the prayers in the middle of the week. Well, let's say a person by mistake is davening on Shabbos, but
And he makes a mistake and he's already halfway into the Mishnah of the Chayden and the Shachan and everything. So then the Gemara says he has to complete the bracha that he's in the middle of, even though he's not supposed to say all the bracha. He completes that bracha and then he switches to the Shabbat of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, why does he have to complete the bracha that he's holding in the middle of? It's all a mistake. You're not supposed to say. The Gemara says, no. You can write in, you're allowed to say those brachas on Shabbat 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 in the middle of Atachan Ladandas, before Chanani Mitzvah Abinu Haskel, says before you say Abdullah, right, there's different reasons. Says Yishalmi has another reason. Before you say Abdullah, you're forbidden to say Chanani Mitzvah Abinu Haskel, because there's an Isser to be Mavakish Terachim on Shabbos. You're not allowed to say the Brachas themselves in the middle of Shabbos. And that's why it says in the Shulchan Aruch also, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that one who is Mekabel Shabbos early, that the Shul was the community is always Mekabel Shabbos early. And then once everyone comes into Shul, he didn't have Mincha. Or he was Mekabel Shabbos early, he didn't have Mincha. The divinity is not permitted to God and see that call is Shabbos. It's a mystery, not just a Levi Shulchan Chachamim. Because it's a big spirit. Rashi has this spirit. We don't have Rashi any Gemara Dovnei. But Rashi in the place of Tarzan, which is written every time we have Rashi, but it presents the spirit. The Rashi is bothered with the spirit in the bottom of your stomach. It's the spirit in the Shulchanach, which starts in both. Which starts in if a person by mistake, there's Tfilah called the Shabbos, he said the Bracha is the Shemoneh Esrei. Whatever Bracha is in the middle of, he has to finish, and then switch to say the Mishnah Hashem. Why does he have to finish that Bracha? Because the Bible explained the reason for that being, because the Brachas from the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei do belong in the middle of, even on Shabbos. They do pass that line in the middle of Shabbos, just that the Chacham are not Mashiach, you. But if you start to say it, so then you are Mashiach yourself. So then you're obligated to finish that Bracha. And on the other hand, we pass Mashiach Shabbos also. That it's forbidden for a person to say Tfilah Kol, then Tzah Shabbos, that if a person was Mekabel Shabbos early, or if two doors Mekabel Shabbos early, he's not allowed to daven Mincha because Mincha is not allowed to daven Mincha to all Shabbos. It's a Tfilah Kol. But the Tfilah, so this is Rashi's question. We don't really have the satisfactory answer on the question. Rashi quoted it, given some kind of a terror, that he's devoted to it, in order to reach the Mashiach, Ashwerah, okay. So this is the famous Gemara. The Gemara then involved in the has this distinction. The Balabai should be the Bosea. The one who says, I might be, let's say I'm a guest by someone else. And the proper thing is, it's in the Chabad to say Kiddush, but it doesn't really make sense if it's in the Chabad to say, I might be. I don't know if you want me to have one child or two chives, a big child or three chives. I don't know how much he wants him to give. Maybe he wants to put the rest back in the freezer. Maybe he wants to gallop on the Chabad. Maybe he wants to save it. But the proper thing is, the Balabai should be the Bosea in order to stay alive. When you bench Mizumin, how far does the Birchas HaZimun go? So it's a machlokes, but not what I'm arguing for. It's just in the beginning. Rosh Hashanah Mishalar, that's all. And Ashesha says, Ad Hazon, Til Hazon et Hakol. What does that mean? What's the shayla here for Birchas HaZimun? The Rashi takes it, has a machlokes with Rashi, the second case of Herod Mishalar. Rashi has a wild sheet over here. Rashi holds like this, when you bench the Yechidus, there's no have a sandwich for lunch and I bench. I find myself and I bench. I don't have another to keep a bench with me. The Rashi teaches that you start from Noi Delecha. The whole first prophet tell us on a shakal only to learn from the bench with him. Because it's a machlechis in the Gemara Drech and Dechas Azimun. And the Maskan is, Dechas Azimun is until the end of a Tana Shakal. So the only thing is on a shakal, when you bench with him. When you bench with him, there's no... No, but that's how Rashi learned, that's how Rashi... Rashi, the faith is each son will attach it. The faith is that everything was learned out from the Tzukim, that you need Hazana Sakol and Allah Azana Mas, and everything is even direct. So how can Rashi claim that that's only when you bench him is doing? No. You're looking in the Gemara there. No, you're looking in the Gemara a Mem Ches on a day, it says in the Gemara like Rashi there. And one Mem Ches on a day, it says like Rashi. That's Rashi that you read today. Maybe you didn't notice it. Just now look again. Tanur Abanan, right in the middle of Mem Ches on a day. So we quote this text after. Minay the Birchas Hamazon and Tashin and Mechatur Zot and Irachta. Do Birchas Hazan. It's Hashem Okecha to Birchas Hazimun. Ah, yeah. When you bench the Zimun, then you say Birchas Hazan. Allah, do Birchas Hazan. Yeah, fine. That's when you bench the Yechid, you say the others. But the way the Bryce says it, it sounds like Rashi. That Birchas Hazan is Hakol is only when you bench the Zimun. Birchas Hazimun. And you bench by yourself, you don't say Birchas Hazan. That's how Rashi learns the Machlekes Amar, right? And Rashi holds with Maskana like that, that's the Maskana, that Arvech and Birchas Azimun, till then, does it belong only to the situation when you bench the Mizunah, when you bench the Yechidus, you don't say, till Azan Asako, and a private person, the bench of Azan only starts from Noi Delechon. Taisa says it can't be, it doesn't fit in, and Taisa says, yo, the Taisa is Mem Vav HaMe'al, Arvech, the Taisa says, yo, Mais and Mechol Yain, it's just not so. No one follows Rashi. What are you going to tell me? Is that something? Well, we don't follow Rashi. You don't do it like that. Everybody knows you start Birchas Hamazon from Hazanah Sakol from the beginning. The Tosafot says, no, it's Ananda Maitre. When the Gemara has the Machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes over here, right in the middle of Ben Rav HaMerav, Padheich and Birchas HaZimun, it means a different thing. The Gemara had a Menhei, this we learned before the summer. The Gemara, that's why Rashi must have stopped also before the foundation stopped. Rashi learns that Nev Bama Mel, it's a different thing. The Tosafot didn't stop. They didn't have any Havdokim. The Tosafot says, no, Nev Bama Mel is a Hemshech of Nem Heim and Beis. The Gemara says, before there are three people are eating together, and one of them wants to bench. One of them says, he just has the sandwich and he wants to bench. The other two are eating more breakfast sandwich and dessert, and they want to learn the Daf Yomi, and they want to meet or whatever. So do they have to, do the two have to be mastic in the middle of their meal in order to answer the Zoom into the one? So the Gemara says, if they'll be kind enough, they'll be very considerate on their part, but they're not in the clear. If you have three people, if two of them finished eating and the third one is Marif and Achila, so then he's obligated to be mastic in the middle to enable the two to bench the Zoom. If two of them are finished already and the third one is not finished, then the third one is Mechuyah to be Mafsik. His meal in order to answer Mizum. But if two of them are not finished eating, and one of them wants to bench already, one of them wants to bench Mizum, so they're not Mechuyah to be Mafsik. If they do, it'll be like Mishra Kazim. The Gemara says, if it's one indication that two are Mafsik, the one can be more, that's voluntary. That's what Mishra Kazim will be offered. But Mishra Kazim, they're not Mechuyah. The Nat Pesach says that this Gemara then Rav and Aleph in the middle of the Amud, after the two drops. And Rech and Duchas HaZimun, it's a Hemshah from that Gemara. If three people breathing together, like there are a lot of people breathing together, and then they want to bench the Zohar, want to make minyan, myron, shakers, whatever, they want to run to shul, want to go to business. So one of them is answering the Zohar, but then he's going to continue eating later. How long does he have to be mastic for meeting? He only has to be mastic till Rosh Hashanah Mishnah Tzibachayim in the party, and then when they're saying Hazanah Tzalem Kibbutz, he's not benching now, so he can continue eating. It doesn't belong. The Hazanah Tzalem doesn't have any shakas. It doesn't relate to him. What should I say? No. He's not allowed to go back to eat. He's not permitted to continue to eat until they finish Hazana Sakol. And then he can continue eating, because that still Hazana Sakol is considered a hemshire of the Birkas Hazimah. And that's what the Matzkon is. Still Hazana Sakol. That's how he talks it. That's how he treats us, that if a person is not sick in the middle of his meal in order to answer Mizumin, he's not supposed to go back to continue eating until the Mizamin completed the conclusion of the first drop. Right, that's what the Gemara discusses here. That there are three brachas or four brachas. The next phrase we discussed quite a few times. Raman Yoma. The phrase of Raman Yoma says it's called the Pirish of the Ravasa, the rich shot in the Gemara. An original shot in the Gemara, that if you want to bench Chiddush to Gedin, if you're benching the Zunin, so there's not a Gemara, only one person would recite the Gemara, the others would just be quiet. What if one person doesn't know the whole difference on Moses? Or he's an avid suitor, and he can barely eat his meal, and he gets knocked out. He can't say so much. So the one to tell those two Buddhas, one's going to say, one Brock, and one's going to say, no, look, one's going to say, Rachin, one's going to say, I say, I'm going to divide it into four people. So, why is it too hard to say a whole Brock? You want to divide it among eight people. Follow Chubas, you want to divide it among eight people. Each one is going to say a half a Brock. Each one is going to say half a Brock. So there is some learned shot in this Gemara that you can't do that. Even though you usually do say Shemetai on a half a Brock. That's the Gemara we had on the Chav. It says it's a regular Sakash. Even though normally you do say, let's say, Birchas HaMazin, it's not how you say so. Benching Birchas HaMazin, that one person, two people ate, and there's one woman at all, and one person doesn't know how to bench. If everybody knows how to bench, then we learn Shlaim Shachlu. When the dumb is woman, so each one has to bench on his own, you're not allowed to rely on Shenekah. But what if one of them knows how to bench, the other doesn't know? But then you have no prayer, because Allah has said, the Sefer is there, but the Sefer is all for joy, you have to give a hush. So then you revert back to the Jinder, right? But you do allow Shenekah Kaina, even on Birchas HaMazon. So the Lord was the Sefer Shandar Chos, that you would say Shenekah Kaina on Birchas HaMazon, even on a phrase, even on a half a bracha. One person says the half a bracha, one person says another half a bracha, you say Shenekah Kaina. Yeah, that's when you have no prayer. But here, when the Lord is talking about benching the Zumin, so the risk claims that the shot in the Gemara is that you cannot break up the brachas. You cannot break up the four brachas into eight people. Maximum, you can only break it up into 4. And then the Shaila Gata is right. What about what constitutes the first bracha? Let's say, I'm the Mizame. Right there, Rabbi Tanya's own benching. Rosh Hashanah Shalosh Tzivuch Ha'inu. And then I'm supposed to say the whole benching out loud. So I'm supposed to say, Hazan Tzivuch Ha'inu. Rosh Hashanah Shalosh Tzivuch Ha'inu. What if I'm already exhausted? What if I'm exhausted? Hazan, I'll say the Baruch Shalom Shalom Tzivuch Ha'inu, and the next person will say Hazan Asalam Tzivuch Hazan Asapol Asnal. So the Rish learns that that's the Pshat in Yomar, that you're not allowed to do that. So I'll tell you that you're breaking up the first bracha into two people, because the first bracha of Birchas Hazimun begins from Baruch Shalom Shalom Tzivuch Ha'inu till the end of Hazan Asapol. It's one bracha. It doesn't mean that, like Rashi learned, it doesn't mean that when you bench the Yechidus without a Mizumin, that you start from Nezalecha, that you don't say, don't know. When you bench the Yechidus, you start from Baruch HaTor. When you bench the Mizumin, that bracha begins from the Baruch HaShchon Mishlev Tzimchayinu, till Hazan HaTakol, which constitutes one bracha. My Naftalina, but it constitutes one bracha, because you have to have one person say the whole thing. You can't break it up into two people. What kind of a deal is this? We discussed it. What kind of Allah thing is this? And today we bother with the kasha, the Lord is the Pharisee on that cross, that you allow Shemek going on a half a bracha. That come over here, all of a sudden by benching the Zoom, and you don't allow Shemek going on a half a bracha. So that's what we mentioned a few times here, Rav Soloveitchik. Oh, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there's a Mishnah that says that the same thing applies to Chazorah Sashat. That if the Batsila is Mishtatek, I worry, says in the Gemara, that if the Gabbai comes over and wants him in the Chabad, that you should learn from him, so you should refuse. You should be misguided. There are dictates you should be misguided. Some people just let him preach a moment. Some people love to learn from him. And there are dictates that a person should be misguided to the Gabbai, that is considered a big lorist, considered an achraiz, and he should be the Shnei HaTzibur to represent the whole Shnei HaTzibur. the third time the Gabayel comes, then he should go. Then the Mishnah says, and what happens if the Chazin in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei does a field row and he can't continue davening, either because he's too weak or because he's fainted or because whatever, he doesn't know the rest of the davening. We get mixed up. But then the thing is that the other should not be Mekareis, and the Gabayel should take the doctor, if the Gabayel should go right away. And then when you go to take over, you cannot begin, let's say the first mass people left off in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, middle of the block. You cannot just pick up by that line where the first cousin left off. You have to begin from the beginning of the block here. The Kriya Shema Esrei block has changed its goal. And if it's beginning with the Shemoneh Esrei, begin with the Shemoneh Esrei, then Allah says we treat them all as one unit. You have to go to the beginning of the beginning of the Gimel Rishayim. That's the Mishnah Berurah about. That sometimes occurs in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because you say so many Piyutim. What a Piyutim on the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, until the Chazan finishes, Amelech HaKodesh, so you're still in the middle of the Gimel Rishon, that's when all the Piyutim are. But the Chazan changed on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he doesn't feel well, he's losing his voice, he can't continue. So the Malach HaKodesh has to start from the very beginning. The Berurah says he doesn't have to repeat all the Piyutim, but he has to start from the beginning. So that's what Rashi basically pointed out, that this, according to the Nif, this is a similar thing. And Sarah Shavish of Ishnaim is that when you have a Chazorah Hashas means that the Shemoneh Esrei is offered on behalf of all people. Or benching the Zumin is a new din. It's not that all of the people are Yetzir, that's what we say to people. Not that all the people are Yetzir at Shemoneh Esrei. No, Shemoneh Esrei says to let everybody bench on his own. No, it's not offered. The whole Chabur offers one benching, like Chazorah Hashas. It's one tefillah that's offered on behalf of the people. So when you bench the Zoom, then it's a whole different voice. It's not that everybody gets to the Knesset. The whole Chabur of 3 or 10, however many people you have, whatever side of the Zoom it is, the whole Chabur is offering one Birchas Hamazon. So when it's a bracha for a Chabur, a bracha for a Tzibur, then that's what the Mishnah really is. If you put them together, so what the saying is, that you have to have, the brachas have to be recited by one person. You cannot have a Shnech Tzibur for a half a bracha, and another Shnech Tzibur for another half a bracha. Unlike Stam Tzibur for Stam Birchas Hamazon, and you've got to be making a Shalodikaret Mizumim. But there you do allow Shnech Tzibur even on a half a bracha. This Halacha says, since it's an Indian of a Shnech Tzibur, or a Shnech Tzibur, to offer a benching or a Tzibur for the whole Chabur, then we require that every bracha should be recited in its entirety by one person. But it's one unit, like Gimel Rishon. Gemara has a din, let's say a person comes in the middle, here the Gemara we discussed, the Mem Hamidates we discussed before the sun. A person comes in and he sees that I'm not eating and the others are holding by bench in the Zulu. So if I hear the way you say, Bosh Ham Mishalar, and I hear the way the Nizamim says, Mavash Ham Mishalar. But then I say, Baruch Hu, Bosh, I can't say Bosh Ham Mishalar didn't mean anything. I say Baruch Hu Vash Mai Talmud Yehovah. That says a minion of 10 people. I say Baruch Hu Kainu Vash Mai Talmud Yehovah. What if I didn't hear the Mizamin say Baruch Hamlish Mishalor or he said Baruch Hu Kainu Hamlishlor? I just hear the people answering. But then the Gemara says if I hear them answering, Baruch Hu Kainu Kainu, I answer Amen. You see from the Gemara, how does the Kainu the Kainu the Gemara? You see that it is a drop that you say Amen. And then after Hazara Sakhar say Amen again. So it's really two different brachas. The halacha that considers it like one bracha means one special unit. It's like the Gimel Rishon from the Shemoneh Esrei. So it's considered more connected than the rest of the men. Where do you have to talk of the Zarah? Very schwer, I'm not. There's a lot of sense of conscience. How can it be? Places here for all the countries. Very rough. Avada. Rashi is very, very slow. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. And I believe that the next week we'll continue with you and Yanni, and for 2 weeks we'll continue coming in. Well, if you take a point out that you do station there, if you take a Bush Rashidis point out, you do station there, kind of, to help us. For example, his example is like this. The Gemara has an Ibaya, I didn't say it over this time. The Gemara has an Ibaya on Dav Chof on the base. The Mishnah says on Dav Chof on the Nalev that women Chof on the base, it's that women are Mechuyas to bench Birchus HaMavim. Women are not Mechuyas to recite Kiyashmas and Mitzvotes and Shemaz Ramah. They're not Mechuyas in Tzillin, but they are Mechuyas to Davin and in Mezuzah, they're Mechuyas in benching and Mechuyas. The Gemara has an Ibaya, the Lein Shita, where the women are obligated to bench Birchus HaMavim and HaTorah, only the Rabbanah. The Gemara says, in our community, can a woman be mighty in there? If the woman is not mechuyim to Davin, she should be mechuyim to the Rabbanah, and the man is mechuyim to the Rabbanah, not mechuyim to the Rabbanah. Why should I say that women are not mechuyim to bench in HaTorah? What's the reason? It's not as my grandmother. So the Rishonim discussed this. Either because you have to say, thank you, Rosh Hashanah, that Eretz Yisrael, and the women were not mechuyim to it, or because women are not mechuyim in this Mila, so they don't have to say that line, or because women don't have mouths, they don't have to say that mouth is their brother. They don't have to say a certain line. So in Ela, that line, if a woman is going to be mighty me in benching, that line for sure she can be mighty me. So that's the idea, so what's going to be with that line? So she says, no, that's the woman missing line. The woman will say the whole benching, and then by that line, I'll have to say myself. So that's the idea, so you see, the same that you say, Shemek Reiner, and a part of a bracha, a 95% of the bracha she's saying, the 5% I say myself. So that's what all I heard in my brother with the kasha. What is it with the real? What's the real talking about? So Rav Soloveitchik said this, he gave the whole Yerko shit. So he said, oh, this shot in the rear is, it's like Chazalat HaShat, like the Mishnah. They said, the chilek between a private brach as opposed to brach on the earth of a zebra, on the earth of a burra, this parish appears in the Bichas Rosh. Bichas Rosh is the safer, a safer Masrechas brach. It's Bichas Rosh by Rabosh at 16. He learned by Abchaim Balaj and the Mishnah Tosh Yurim and Balaj and Mishnah during the lifetime of Abchaim Balaj. He's the one who wrote the Kester Rosh. His name is Rabosh. His son is called Rosh, Rabosh. He wrote the Kester Rosh like we have the Anhogis of the Vilna Gun, that's called the Maisa Rav. But there was a normal Anhogis, the Vilna Gun followed. This Kumar, that's Kumar, this, that, the whole thing was a state. We know more about it. The Kester Rosh has all kinds of wild things. Abchaim Balaj and did very unusual things. So that Kester Rosh, the Anhogis of Abchaim Balaj and it was written by this Talmud by Rabosh 15. And in this paper on Brochus, there's a paper on Brochus and Anhogis. That's called Bichas Rosh. And the Bichas Rosh, on Brochus, he gives this Terek. The Anhogis says Darichos. That the Riz and the Mishnah are different because it's a Brochus on behalf of a Chabur as opposed to a private Brochus. But Brochus do say Shemei Kaina on behalf of Brochus. But a Brochus like Chazal and Kashat, and as mentioned with Zuman, it's a different kind of a Brochus. You don't, it's not based on Shemei Kaina. It comes in a different thing. I just came across a very fascinating Medrash Rabbah on this week's subject. Apparently this Medrash Rabbah appears in a few places. In Shmait Rabbah, in Dvarim Rabbah, in Yalta Shemani, in Tillin, in Shayin, Zechayit. It's not just an instance over here. Very fascinating Medrash Rabbah. It says that after the Mabul, Noach built Kabonet, this war is not going to destroy the world anymore. So we don't have to worry anymore. The Banshom is not going to destroy the world. So the Medrash has a fascinating comment. One of the Amorim says, Mas Gurim B'nei Noya. What do they think? They're going to get away with murder over here. They can lock on whatever they want. The Banshom is not going to wipe off. They think that Reese and Crusoe and Medish Lahar, they think that the Banshwa made a Reese and Crusoe. They're going to be there since forever. No. The Reese and Crusoe is only Elopold Mantra, Shamayim Baharat Kayamim, Reese and Kayamim. So the passage says, Oto Yineha Arif, as long as this earth, as long as this earth, beneath heaven, sky, remains, then the Reese is coming. But this earth is not going to live forever. As there are two Tzukim, one in Yishaya and one in Zechariah, and the Chachamim had a tradition that that's what those Tzukim mean. There's Sheyavo Oto Yom Shekotubo, as it says in Yishaya, says, you know, it's Yishamayim Shekoshim Nimbochu, Or it's Kabege Sutra, just like Bege, the way the Sutra on the mouth, it gets all worn out, and then you throw it out in the garbage and you get yourself a new Bege. So too, the earth is going to get worn out, and the Bhagavan's going to make a new earth. And Shemayim is also going to get used up. The Shemayim is going to blow away in the wind, and the Bhagavan is going to make a new Shemayim and a new earth. So the also sure at that time that the heaven and the earth that we're used to is going to disappear, the Bhagavan is going to make it anew. And Rabbi says, he's the Chai about two parts, Ayom HaHiv HaGayna. He leaves out the Medesh, leaves out the rest of the Pasuk. The Pasuk leaves, then the fortune calls the rest of the Pasuk. The Rabbi says, the Hafer is Griti Asher Karati as Kol Amin, all of the covenants and all the deals that the Pasuk made with all the third one are only Kozman that all of these conditions that the Shemaidot are still here. So at that time, When Shemayim Ra'at is going to be created anew, all the Britain are not going to apply, except for the Britain that the Rabbanu Shalom made this Knesset for sure. Because the Britain say, in Tarshish, in Sisa, how did he say? From Bershah Rabbein and Vaichal, how did he say? In Isbata, in Isbata, the Rabbanu Shalom, when he made the Christian due to that wrong, was Yitzchak and Yankov and Apollo, so, he never made a bris that's contingent on Shemayim Ra'at. He never made a bris, Ocho Mehoris. He said a bris, I swear by myself, as long as I'm the boss, as long as I am the Rabbanu Shel Olam, then this is so. He makes the Bechira on Kuala Lumpur. So the Midrashim say that that's the pshat in the Pasuk in Yishayah. Pasuk in Yishayah says, Vatufa Bayamahu, all the bris in the Tolu Yom Vatorilah, Shekalati of Kol Ha'amim, will no longer be valid. However, the Yehidu Aniye Hatzon, Hashemim Kidvar Hashem, Ani Hashem refers to the Klal Yisrael. Then Kadoshim, the Klal Yisrael will know at that time, why did the Rabbanu Shalom use the different Nusach HaShvur? When he swore, all of the Britain that he made with Klal Yisrael were made as in his Gata Bok. The Shvurs were made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kozman that he is God, not Kozman the Shemayim Ra'at will exist. The Tanaim had a Kabbalah, the Gemara has an Avodah Zarah in the Masechet Lashana, that this world, the Shemayim Ra'at, is only going to last for 6,000 years. That's what they all had a tradition. What does it mean for 6,000 years? The whole world is going to collapse. No. Apparently, the speaking say, the Shemayim is going to disappear, like the wind is going to blow it around, they're going to make a Shemayim Kadoshim. There's going to be an Eretz HaKadosh. So all the old wisdom will no longer be binding. The Rishonim say that in the first passage in relation to all the Kuna, the Shemayim Kadosh, the letter Aleph appears 6 times. An aleph means 1,000, so there's going to be 6 alephs. The Rishis has 1 aleph, Dora has 1 aleph, and the king has 1 aleph. Ed, the earth, has 6 aleph. That's how the Rishonim say. Whatever it is, that's the Rishonim. But the Gemara says they have such a tradition, that this world, Shemayim Ra'at, this Shemayim Ra'at that you're familiar with, is only going to last for 6,000 years, and after that man is up, it's going to be a different Shemayim Ra'at. All of the other Britain are the only finding false man that is this Shemayim Ra'at. Death of the Britain of Klal Yisrael, these are
Before the summer, we just started learning the Torah Shleva Shachar. So maybe we'll just spend a few weeks. So we already discussed many of the learning of Shleva Shachar during the course of learning our Shachar. The last few weeks. Maybe we'll just run through some of the learning which we didn't cover that well. For the first maybe 3 or 4 weeks, and then we'll teach everything in more detail. So we'll have to...